the baseball world was rocked yesterday twice, and it was probably a pretty bad day for Ken Griffey Jr. to announce his sudden retirement from the game that was effective immediately, because it was totally overshadowed by what happened later on in the day. It's what the New York Times is calling easily the most egregious blown call in baseball for the last 25 years. Armando Galarraga, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, was one out away from a perfect game.
Perfect game.
Perfect. The third of the season.
Yeah,
think of this.
Which would have been wild.
And the first in Detroit Tigers history. 26 batters up, 26 batters down against the Cleveland Indians. The Indians' Jason Donald came up to bat in the ninth inning. The ninth inning. And this is what happened.
The 1-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball right side, backhanded by Cabrera. He's going to turn, throw to first, and they didn't get him! Oh, man!
That is the call coming off WXYT, which is how you hear the Tigers in Detroit. Joining us now, Dan Friedel. Welcome to the show. Heartbreaking call yesterday.
Yes, Celeste, it's tough to watch those replays as many times as we've now seen them and think that here's a pitcher who had clearly the best stuff, as they say in baseball, of his life, and just, you know, half a step. They beat the throw by half a step. I mean, the throw came in half a step ahead of the runner, and
it was an obviously blown call.
Yeah, so clear from the tape. And the umpire has admitted he screwed it up, and he seems anguished about it now, but you can't go back and fix it.
You can't go back and fix it, but can I suggest one thing that I haven't heard much?
Sure.
Carlos Guillen, who is a veteran player on the Tigers, was playing second base last night for only the fourth or fifth game of his career. And as a baseball lifer that I am, having watched as many games and played in a lot of games, that really should have been the second baseman's ball. The first baseman came off the bag to make the play, which put the pitcher in the play. And consequently, you have three things arriving at first base at the same time. You have the pitcher, the runner, and the ball. If the first baseman had stayed and covered first, and the second baseman had made the play, you would have taken one of those things out of the equation. I think the call would have been easier for the umpire.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that
that's
is interesting.
Pretty interesting. You know, one of the things that was amazing about Galarraga's performance, he did a perfect game. If that call hadn't been blown, it would have been a perfect game with 88 pitches.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they always talk about 100 being the magic number, and sometimes pitchers who are struggling only last four innings to get to 100 pitches. So he absolutely was, you know, 10 out of 10 for the night, and it's too bad that the umpire was a little bit less than that.
Okay, we're talking to freelance sports writer Dan Friedel. The other big news story yesterday, which, like I said, got overshadowed by this, was Ken Griffey Jr.'s sudden announcement and sudden retirement is effective immediately. He is leaving the game. And this is a guy who's been an outstanding baseball player without any performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, that's where we all kind of have our fingers crossed. You know, we hope that there's no story that comes out in a couple of years that will sully his reputation in any way, but it seems like he's the guy who's the anomaly in the era of steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. He was, you know, he was really on track to break all of the important home run records, Hank Aaron's home run record, and even had a couple of seasons where he was threatening to break Roger Maris's record of 61 homers, and you know, so far there have not been any allegations that he's done anything untowards, and personally, I hope that continues, because he's going to be seen as one of the greatest players of all time, and in this era where people are always questioning these great performances, I'd like it for somebody to go through with a clean slate all the way.
Well, he's certainly older. He's just about the same age that I am, but he is a 10-time All-Star. Do you think that eventually that he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, I mean, he's a no-doubt first ballot, as they say, Hall of Famer. As soon as he's eligible, he's going to get in, and he's going to be remembered in the same way that people remember today. People remember Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle, you know. 50 years from now, when they're showing old-time baseball clips, they're going to be showing video of Ken Griffey Jr. making great catches and hitting home runs with that perfect swing and flying around the bases to beat the Yankees in 1995 in the playoffs. I mean, he's got all of those iconic images, and hopefully, as I said, his reputation will be safe for years to come.
Freelance sports writer Dan Friedel, thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour.
There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.